set 1,100 FAR, enhancement of existing border security operations, border crossing prosecutions, 1, in general from the amounts made available pursuant to appropriations, in paragraph 3, funds shall be made available, 8, to increase the number of border crossing prosecutions in the Tucson sector of the Southwest border region up to 210 prosecutions per day through increasing funding available for attorneys and administrative support staff in the Office of the United States Attorney for Tucson, a support staff and interpreters in the Office of the Clerk of the Court for Tucson, II, pretrial services, IV, activities of the Federal Public Defender Office for Tucson, and V, additional personnel, including deputy United States Marshals in the United States Marshals Office for Tucson to perform intake, coordination, transportation, and port security, and B, reimburse federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies for any detention costs related to the border crossing prosecutions carried out pursuant to subparagraph A. 2. Additional magistrate judges to assist with increased caseload. The Chief Judge of the United States District Court for the District of Arizona is authorized to appoint additional full-time magistrate judges who, consistent with the Constitution and laws of the United States, shall have the authority to hear cases and controversies in the judicial district in which the respective judges are appointed. 3. Funding there are authorized to be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1, such sums as may be necessary to carry out this subsection. The Operation Stony Garden. 1. In general, the Federal Emergency Management Agency shall enhance law enforcement preparedness and operational readiness along the borders of the United States through Operation Stony Garden. The amounts available under this paragraph are in addition to any other amounts otherwise made available for Operation Stony Garden. Grants under this subsection shall be allocated based on sector-specific border risk methodology, based on factors including threat, vulnerability, miles of border, and other border-specific information. Allocations for grants and reimbursements to law enforcement agencies under this paragraph shall be made by the Federal Emergency Management Agency through a competitive process. 2. Funding there are authorized to be appropriated from the amounts made available under Section 6A3AI, such sums as may be necessary to carry out this subsection. See Infrastructure Improvements. 1. Border Patrol Stations. The Secretary shall A. construct additional border patrol stations in the Southwest border region that U.S. Border Patrol determines are needed to provide full operational support in rural, high-traffic areas, and B. analyze the feasibility of creating additional border patrol sectors along the southern border to interrupt drug trafficking operations. 2. Forward operating bases. The Secretary shall enhance the security of the Southwest border region by establishing additional permanent forward operating bases for the U.S. Border Patrol as needed. B. upgrading the existing forward operating bases to include modular buildings, electricity, and potable water. And C. ensuring that forward operating bases surveil and interdict individuals entering the United States unlawfully immediately after such individuals cross the southern border. 3. Safe and secure border infrastructure. The Secretary and the Secretary of Transportation, in consultation with the governors of the states in the Southwest border region and the northern border region, shall establish a grant program which shall be administered by the Secretary of Transportation and the General Services Administration to construct transportation and supporting infrastructure improvements at existing and new international border crossings necessary to facilitate safe, secure, and efficient cross-border movement of people, motor vehicles, and cargo. For authorization of appropriations, there is authorized to be appropriated for each of fiscal years 2014 through 2018, such sums as may be necessary to carry out this subsection. T. Additional permanent district court judgeships in Southwest border states. 1. In general, the President shall appoint, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, a 2 additional district judges for the District of Arizona. B. 3 additional district judges for the Eastern District of California. C. 2 additional district judges for the Western District of Texas. And T. 1 additional district judge for the Southern District of Texas. 2. Conversions of temporary district court judgeships. The existing judgeships for the District of Arizona and the Central District of California, authorized by Section 312C of the 21st Century Department of Justice Appropriations Authorization Act 28, U.S.C. 133 Note, Public Law 107-273. 116 Stat 1788, as of the effective date of this Act, shall be authorized under Section 133 of Title 28, United States Code, and incumbents in those offices shall hold the office under Section 133 of Title 28, United States Code, as amended by this Act. 3. Technical and conforming amendments. The table contained in Section 133A of Title 28, United States Code, is amended by striking the item relating to the District of Arizona and inserting the following: line of hyphens, Arizona, line of hyphens, B, by striking the item relating to California and inserting the following: line of hyphens, California, Northern 14, Eastern 9, Central 28, Southern 3, and line of hyphens, C, by striking the item relating to Texas and inserting the following: Line of hyphens, Texas, Northern 12, Southern 20, Eastern 7, Western 15, line of hyphens, far, increase in filing fees, in general section 1914A of Title 28, United States Code, is amended by striking $350 and inserting $360. The expenditure limitation incremental amounts collected by reason of enactment of this paragraph shall be deposited as offset in receipts if the judiciary filing fee special fund of the Treasury established under Section 1931 of Title 28 United States Code. Such amounts shall be available solely for the purpose of facilitating the processing of civil cases, but only to the extent specifically appropriated by an act of Congress enacted after the date of enactment of this act. 5. Whistleblower protection. In general, no officer, employee, agent, contractor, or subcontractor of the judicial branch may discharge, demote, threaten, suspend, harass, or in any other manner discriminate against an employee in the terms and conditions of employment because of any lawful act done by the employee to provide information, cause information to be provided, or otherwise assist in an investigation regarding any possible violation of federal law or regulation or misconduct by a judge, justice, or any other employee in the judicial branch which may assist in the investigation of the possible violation or misconduct. B. Civil action. An employee injured by a violation of subparagraph A may, in a civil action, obtain appropriate relief. Sec. 1105. Border security on certain federal land. A definitions in this section. 1. Federal lands. The term federal lands includes all land under the control of the secretary concerned that is located within the southwest border region in the state of Arizona along the international border between the United States and Mexico. 2. Secretary concerned. The term secretary concerned means, with respect to land under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Agriculture, and b. With respect to land under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of the Interior, the Secretary of the Interior. B. Support for border security needs to achieve effective control of federal lands. 1. The secretary concerned, notwithstanding any other provision of law, shall authorize and provide U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel with immediate access to federal lands for security activities including routine motorized patrols, and b. The deployment of communications, surveillance, and detection equipment. 2. The security activities described in paragraph 1 shall be conducted to the maximum extent practicable in a manner that the secretary determines will best protect the natural and cultural resources on federal lands, and 3. The secretary concerned may provide education and training to U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel on the natural and cultural resources present on individual federal land units. C. Programmatic environmental impact statement. 1. In general, after implementing subsection B, the Secretary, in consultation with the Secretaries concerned, shall prepare and publish in the Federal Register a notice of intent to prepare a programmatic environmental impact statement in accordance with the National Environmental Policy Act of 1969, 42 U.S.C. 4321 et sec., to analyze the impacts of the activities described in subsection B. 2. Effect on processing application and special use permits. The pending completion of a programmatic environmental impact statement under this section shall not result in any delay in the processing or approving of applications or special use permits by the secretaries concerned for activities described in subsection B. 3. Amendment of land use plans. The secretaries concerned shall amend any land use plans as appropriate upon completion of the programmatic environmental impact statement described in subsection B. 4. Scope of programmatic environmental impact statement. The programmatic environmental impact statement described in paragraph 1 may be used to advise the secretary on the impact on natural and cultural resources on federal lands, and b. Shall not control, delay, or restrict actions by the secretary to achieve effective control on federal lands. T. Intermingled state and private land. This section shall not apply to any private or state-owned land within the boundaries of federal lands. Sec. 1106. Equipment and technology. Enhancements. The Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection working through U.S. Border Patrol shall 1. Deploy additional mobile, video, and agent portable surveillance systems and unarmed, unmanned aerial vehicles in the southwest border region as necessary to provide 24-hour operation and surveillance. 2. Operate unarmed and manned aerial vehicles along the southern border for 24 hours per day and for 7 days per week. 3. Deploy unarmed additional fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters along the southern border. 4. Acquire new rotorcraft and make upgrades to the existing helicopter fleet. 5. Increase horse patrols in the southwest border region. And 6. Acquire and deploy watercraft and other equipment to provide support for border-related maritime anti-crime activities. The limitation. 1. In general, notwithstanding paragraph 1 and 2 of subsection A, and except as provided in paragraph 2, U.S. Border Patrol may not operate unarmed and manned aerial vehicles in the San Diego and El Centro sectors except within 3 miles of the southern border. 2. Exception. The limitation under this subsection shall not restrict the maritime operations of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. C. Authorization of appropriations in addition to amounts otherwise authorized to be appropriated. There is authorized to be appropriated to U.S. Customs and Border Protection such sums as may be necessary to carry out subsection 8 during fiscal years 2014 through 2018. Set 1107. Access to emergency personnel. A Southwest Border Region Emergency Communications Grant. 1. In general, the Secretary, in consultation with the governors of the states in the Southwest Border Region, shall establish a two-year grant program to be administered by the Secretary to improve emergency communications in the Southwest Border Region. 2. Eligibility for grants. An individual is eligible to receive a grant under this subsection if the individual demonstrates that he or she regularly resides or works in the Southwest Border Region. B. Is at greater risk of border violence due to the lack of cellular service at his or her residence or business and his or her proximity to the southern border. 3. Use of grants. Grants awarded under this subsection may be used to purchase satellite telephone communications systems and service that can provide access to 911 service, and B. Are equipped with global positioning systems. 4. Authorization of appropriations. There is authorized to be appropriated such sums as may be necessary to carry out the grant program established under this subsection. B. Interoperable communications for law enforcement. 1. Federal law enforcement. There are authorized to be appropriated to the Department of Justice, and the Department of the Interior during the five-year period beginning on the date of the enactment of this act, such sums as may be necessary. A. To purchase, through a competitive procurement process, P25 compliant radios, which may include a multi-band option for federal law enforcement agents working in the Southwest Border Region in support of the activities of U.S. Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, including law enforcement agents of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the Department of the Interior, and the Forest Service, and to upgrade, through a competitive procurement process, the communications network of the Department of Justice to ensure coverage and capacity, particularly when immediate access is needed in times of crisis in the Southwest Border Region, for appropriate law enforcement personnel of the Department of Justice, including the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the Department including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the United States Marshals Service, other federal agencies, the state of Arizona, tribes and local governments. 2. State and local law enforcement. 8. Authorization of appropriations. There is authorized to be appropriated to the Department of Justice during the five-year period, beginning on the date of the enactment of this act, such sums as may be necessary to purchase, through a competitive procurement process, P25 compliant radios, which may include a multi-band option for state and local law enforcement agents working in the Southwest Border Region. B. Access to federal spectrum. If a state, tribal, or local law enforcement agency in the Southwest Border Region experiences an emergency situation that necessitates immediate communication with the Department of Justice, the Department of the Interior, or any of their respective sub-agencies, such law enforcement agency shall have access to the spectrum assigned to such federal agency for the duration of such emergency situation. See distress beacons. 1. In general, the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, working through U.S. Border Patrol, shall identify areas near the northern border and the southern border where migrant deaths are occurring due to climatic and environmental conditions, and B. Deploy up to 1,000 beacon stations in the areas identified pursuant to subparagraph A. 2. Features. Beacon stations deployed pursuant to paragraph 1 should A. Include a self-powering mechanism, such as a solar-powered radio button, to signal U.S. Border Patrol personnel or other emergency response personnel that a person at that location is in distress. B. Include a self-powering cellular phone relay limited to 911 calls to allow persons in distress in the area who are unable to get to the beacon station to signal their location and access emergency personnel. And C. Be movable to allow U.S. Border Patrol to relocate them as needed. I. To mitigate migrant deaths. A. To facilitate access to emergency personnel. And II. To address any use of the beacons for diversion by criminals